Ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago tonight, the Beatles played the Hollywood Bowl. The man responsible for bringing them to the Hollywood Bowl, please welcome Mr. Bob Eubanks.
Yeah. Oh. You'll have to forgive me if I'm a little emotional tonight. 50 years ago, my life changed right here on this stage when I presented the Beatles. It was you don't know what you've got until it's gone sometimes. But my life literally changed. It was the first time I'd ever produced a concert, and I went on then to produce about 100 concerts a year for the next 20 years. And I was fortunate enough to be one of only three people to promote the Beatles concerts the 3 years that they toured. And for that, I'm extremely proud, I have to tell you that. Thank you. The way it all took place is that the only other concert promoter in Los Angeles turned them down. He was used to buying Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald for $10,000. So when these four guys from England wanted $25,000, he said no. So I had a partner named Mickey Brown, and he and I, a business partner, and he and I, we had a house. So I borrowed $25,000 on the house. And I couldn't get the Beatles without the bowl, and I couldn't get the bowl without the Beatles. So I finally got everybody on the phone, and son of a gun, look what happened. 50 years ago today, y'all. We sold the concert out in 3.5 hours, without computers, by the way. I tried like heck to get Brian Epstein to let me do another show, a second night, but I could never get him agree to do it. But nevertheless, 50 years ago, let me hear applause from those that were here 50 years ago. How wonderful. Now, while I was doing the business end of the Beatles thing, you know, I was at KRLA at the time, there was a disc jockey over there that was crazier than heck, as far as I was concerned. He was known as the Fifth Beatle. He did all kinds of crazy things, and he's here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the hullabalooer, Dave Hull.
Thanks, Bob. Hi, everybody.
Come over here, guy.
Yes, I'm still alive.
Right here.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
This guy is so lucky. I understand that the Beatles actually invited you to fly with them to Denver.
Well, they didn't invite me. I invited myself along with Jim Steck, our news director.
We ran up
in front of all the reporters that were boarding the plane that were supposed to be there, and Mal Evans,
yeah,
their road manager, recognized us and put us on the plane, and we weren't on the manifest.
You stowed away?
I was a stowaway.
You could get arrested for that.
Yes, but we weren't that night, but I've been arrested for other things.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, well,
hey, Dave, all have. Dave, let's go back 50 years. You were here with me, along with the other 11, 10 men. What's your main memory, you think, of 50 years ago tonight?
Well, the big thing that I always remember was the fact that the Beatles said they refused to go on stage here at the Bowl unless Bob provided them with a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
That's right.
And that is true.
Now, the writer on the contract said I had to provide a case of Dr. Pepper, an adequate sound system, and a television. And I told them to get their own TV. So.
But it was after the show was over that John Lennon screamed at Paul, George, and Ringo as they were leaving the stage. And this is true, too, and not many people know this. All we are is a Dr. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That's what he yelled?
Yes. and he wrote the title song that way for their next album. And the business people at Capitol Records said, you put that on that label, you sing that song that way, and that soft drink company will take every dime we make. And John said to the business people, okay, then change the doctor to Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That's the way it happened, huh?
That is a true story that not many people except you know. Now, if you go home tonight and you sing the song replacing Sergeant Pepper with Dr. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the whole song makes a lot more sense.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know what I did is I got an email from Paul because I really would like for him to be here with us during this weekend. But he sent me an email. I want to pass it along to you. It says, "Hey, Beatle fans, I hope that you'll have a completely fab evening celebrating our first visit to Los Angeles. It was a fantastic time for us, and I still have many wonderful memories of the things we got up to. It was great to play the Hollywood Bowl, even though our music was completely drowned out by the screams and yells of our fans. Many thanks to Bob Eubanks and Mickey Brown, and we have... The wind is blowing. We have many fond memories in common, and we all look back on that phenomenal period with great warmth and joy." Paul says, "Have a great evening. Sing a lot, laugh a lot, love a lot. Big kisses, Paul McCartney." So that's for you. I want to tell you that during the intermission time and after the show, David and I will be over here by the entrance where the tents are. If you want to swap some Beatle memories, we would love to do that. You're really in for something special. Here's what I want you to do. You see, when the Beatles were here in 1964, they only did 30 minutes on stage. 30 minutes. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to reimagine, if you can, those 30 minutes. So the first half of our show tonight is going to consist of all of those songs that they sang the first and the only 30 minutes on stage. And it's just, we have some magnificent artists here. It's just going to be an incredible evening. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics is our ringmaster. Oh, 100 million albums sold across the country. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, close your eyes, reimagine 1964, and enjoy the show.
Beatle, one of the most electrifying names ever to hit show business. Ringo, Paul, John, and George. Their effects on Europe and America, almost unbelievable.
This is just what our generation has needed. I mean, every other generation before us has had, I mean, someone that they could really look up to and adore, and the Beatles are just what I've been waiting for.
I bought 10 tickets for $85. I heard that someone had offered $70 for a ticket.
I wouldn't give up my ticket for all the money in the world.
We've had calls from dignitaries from the British government here in town, from important show business people, wanting tickets the last moment, and we can't come up with a ticket anywhere. The kids have the entire house for themselves.
I'd like to say it's been a pleasure working with these fellas. Here they are!
The Beatles!
Shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true.
How's everybody doing?
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
says she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she says she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows you're not the her kind. She says she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. She says she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. I can hurt you too. Apologize to her, because she loves you, and you know that can't be fair. That she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should.
they told me I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature's rising, the jukebox's blowing a fuse. My heart's beating rhythm while I'm so deep in the blues. Brother Beethoven,
for Vanessa. Hey, Mark. Can't buy me love. Money, money can't buy me love. Give you all I got to give you if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Money can't buy me love. Woo!
you promised to be true. Help me understand, 'cause I've been in love before, and I found that love is more just holding hands. If I gave my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than.
Something I think you understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, you're going to be my man. Oh, please let me tell you something.
Thank you.
girl. She takes a trip around the world. Yeah, yeah.
Bop, shoo, bop, 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 shoo, bop.
Yeah, yeah. Gets a thrill through her fingertips, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. She said to Dale, yeah, I talk with my boy. Yeah, I talk with my boy. Yeah, I mean boy. Yeah, I talk with my boy.
I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day, get some money to buy you things, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight. California. One thing y'all
could do is get up and party just a little bit. Are you ready to celebrate the Beatles? Let's turn it on. I'm going to tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. They said they had a visit, but I had a lot of fun. Oh, baby, come on. Now, baby.
Ooh,
baby.
Baby. Some fun tonight, yeah.
Saw Uncle John with long tall Sally. They saw me coming and it ducked right in the alley. Oh, baby, you're not baby.
Ooh,
baby,
baby.
Some fun tonight.
Wow,
yeah. Pretty sweet, got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby, come on, you're not baby. Let me see it.
Yeah, baby, some fun tonight.
Are you ready to have some fun? Come on. Oh, here's the party crowd over here.
Everything's all right.
They're gonna have some fun tonight. Yeah, we'll have some fun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're gonna have some fun tonight. They're gonna have some fun tonight.
Everything's all right.
They're gonna have some fun tonight. Yeah, we'll have some fun. Some fun.
We'll be back later.
Are you ready, people?
What would you do if you found out?
attitude, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. I'm gonna try with a little help. What do I do when my love is away?
Don't worry, it's to be alone.
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend. Somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love.
Would you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
Do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend.
Need anybody?
I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Ooh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend.
Good idea. I get high with a little help from my friend. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. A little help from my. Guy had the best idea all night. I'd like to welcome back to the stage, you saw her earlier, amazing singer, Miss Liv Warfield.
Here come old flat-top people. Holy roller, he got hair down. we gonna sing it, sing it. Come together. Come on, y'all sing it. Come together, come together.
Come together.
Sounds so good, sounds so good, Brother Beatles.
Come together.
Come together. Come together.
Come together.
Come together. Come together. Sounds so sweet to me. Come together.
Come together.
Come together. Come together. Come together. Come together.
Come together.
Are you still with us? So much younger than today, never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days have gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I know I need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you.
Was Django. He was there earlier. Now I'd like to welcome to stage an incredible singer from Seattle. I've grown to love his voice. He's coming out solo to sing a song for you, one of my favorite Beatles songs. Mr. Alan Stone.
Night.
sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of the dark black night. To the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Ah, that was fantastic. Lovely voice. Just waiting for my fabulous acoustic guitar. I'm going to play one of my favorites. Here comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, da-da-da. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles return into the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do-do. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. All right.
the sun. Da-da-da. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
Harrison, the most incredible character, as well as writing the most beautiful chord changes and amazing melodies and lyrics, he was one of the funniest people I ever met. I'm sure there's a lot of you are fans of the Monty Python films, as I am. And George, as you know, produced them, paid for them, sold his house to pay for them. So, I better stop because otherwise I'll get launched into George Harrison's stories and I realize. Most fabulous lady.
No, keep going, keep going. Right?
The most fabulous lady is about to walk on. Miss Michelle Branch to sing for you another one of my favorite Beatles songs.
I was named after the Beatles song, so it's such an honor to be here tonight.
Of the rice in the church where a wedding's been. There's in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning the socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do I'll be gone. I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with the man. Nobody cared. Father McKenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one to say, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Thank you.
This is a song for all the lovers out there. And if you're single, then reach out because I think it's a pretty loving audience.
Something in the way she moves attracts me. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile she knows I don't need no other.
get back to where you once belong. Get back.
Vanessa Amorosi, all the way from Australia. I'd like to welcome the stage, back to the stage, to rip it up again, but actually in a very slow build with this amazing song by the Beatles. I think everybody will know it. Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hey, Jim. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, did you refrain? Don't carry by me.
on your shoulder.
Cyrus. Yeah. Now I'd like to introduce on the stage a great friend of mine, a wonderful singer. Flew in at 4 in the morning or 6 in the morning from New York, away from Nashville, Miss Martina McBride.
My troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday's sunny. I'm not half the girl I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday. Suddenly, why he had to go, I don't know, he wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game. Something wrong, now I long for yesterday.
such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Bribe. Now, the amazing thing about Beatles songs that we all know is that it just goes through every generation. So some of the people here could have been here 50 years ago and watched the Beatles. And now they've got their kids and their grandkids. And everybody seems to adore Beatles melodies and Beatles songs. We noticed when we were rehearsing all 27 songs, that every single one was like brilliantly sort of refined, no matter when they wrote them, when they were young or when they were old. But I'd like to introduce a 14-year-old who's obsessed with the Beatles too, Kaya, and she wants to do her version of the Beatles song.
Hi, how's everyone doing tonight? For this next song, feel free to sing along because I'm sure you'll know the words.
Don't let me down.
Miss Kaya. Please welcome back on the stage Mr. Alan Stone.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find. There, another road, but maybe I could see another kind of mine. There, ooh, and I suddenly see you, ooh, and I'm dying to meet you every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Hey. And had you gone, you knew in time I'd meet again, for I had told.
Fabulous Alan Stone. I'd like to, even though she only just left, I'd like to drag Martina McBride on, because she wasn't on enough. So this one, I think you'll definitely know. It's written into the subconscious of just about everybody in the world. So here it goes.
No pressure.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of
wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Thank you all for coming. We're going to do something as a finale. And again, when I keep saying you'll recognize, how can you not recognize any Beatles song? But anyway, this is one for everybody. In fact, everybody, whoever appeared on the stage tonight as well. Here we go, ready or not. Good luck, studio, as George Martin would say. The game, it's easy. There's nothing you can make that can't be made. There's no one you can save that can't be saved. There's nothing you can do but you can learn to be new in time. It's easy. That isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's no way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
That is all you need. 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 That is all you need.
Love is all.